This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Slacker and Steve on demand.
We have a fear right now that what we're about to talk about is going to generate zero phone calls.
Uh-huh.
But if it does generate any phone calls, they'll be amazing. We need you to call and tell us a story of when you were almost murdered. Now, it can't be that you almost died. That's different.
It is. No murdered intent.
Like, Steve has been in car accidents where you're rolling over and you should have been thrown out and almost died. I've been in car wrecks and different things. Mm-hmm. That's not murder.
No.
Somebody...
murder.
Tried to kill you. Somebody did something. We found a story that said, do you know that if you commit murder, and listen, we're not condoning murder. We just want to hear your harrowing stories. If you commit murder right now in the United States of America, there's a 40% chance you'll get away with it.
Nice. Those are good odds.
Doesn't that seem
a little high?
With all the CSI crap that's out there.
Technology, we still, yeah, no.
With 23andMe, we've all voluntarily given our DNA up.
And we can still have a 40% chance of getting away with it.
It's what it says. The FBI released their crime statistics and said there's 40% chance you'll get away with it if you murder someone.
Yeah.
Cops only clear about 61% of murder cases.
That's actually good.
That is?
Yeah, compared to other countries.
But it seems like every time you see something on TV... you're like, oh, it's the dad who did it. And it is. And they know within a couple of days. And then you go to.
Yeah.
Huh.
But you got to keep in mind, too, they might be charged with murder. And then they have a lesser charge they might plead to.
Okay.
And then, yeah.
Like manslaughter.
All that.
Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Have you. So to test the waters here, have you ever almost been murdered?
Almost been murdered.
I mean.
I was trying to rack my brain. And the only thing that entered my mind, I keep going to your story.
Which?
About getting pistol whipped. Now. You that would have been murder because they ended up murdering
people. They did murder somebody later.
Right.
So would my story count?
I think it would.
Yeah, you're right. I was almost murdered.
It was a pistol whipping, but it could have turned into that.
It'd be better had they at least shot. Okay, this is terrible. Had they shot me and I didn't, like if he shot me in the shoulder.
Then it's official. We could use your story as the murder story.
If you don't know the story, real quick, before cell phones, if you know what, there was a time, BC is what we call it. I had to pull over at a payphone at 35th and Colorado at the 7-Eleven right there. And it's the 7-Eleven's still there. I pulled over. I got on the payphone and like, long story longer, a week earlier, I was at a 7-Eleven in Longmont, and somebody came up and said, hey, man, give me some money. I turned around, and I was like, no way. Like,
oh, it was a panhandler.
Yes.
Okay.
So I'm standing at the payphone at 35th and Colorado, and somebody said, give me some money. And I was like, this time it's like midnight, and instead of saying go away, I said F off.
Yeah.
And as I turned around, there was a nickel-plated nine in my nose.
Yeah.
He was like, no, give me your money. And I'm on the phone, and I'm like, anyway.
Did you tell the person, hang on real quick?
Yes. No, it was my girlfriend at the time. And she was freaking out.
Wow.
She's like, what's happening? I'm going, So I hand my money over. And long story longer, I snatch my wallet back. The guy pistol whipped me. The best part of my story is that I was standing literally in front of a police station. I'm standing at 7-Eleven looking at State of Colorado Police Department.
You're
right
like,
there.
I was like, hi, hello.
It's a Walgreens now. I'm going, hey, guys. When you're done with your smoke break, this is happening over
here. Yeah, right over here.
It's right here across the...
But what wasn't funny is then when you reported this...
They went on a crime spree the rest of the way up Colorado from 35th to like 28th to whatever. When they got to Colfax, they turned on Colfax, did one at like Colfax and Monaco. And the next one farther up, like Colfax and Quebec, they shot the guy and killed him.
So... You should have been murdered.
I was almost murdered.
Yeah.
But that, somebody So nobody's ever tried to poison you? I feel like in your life.
By poison. I like how you, in your brain, I would go, someone would, not a gun, not a knife or a rope or a.
So with all due respect, my lovely partner.
Yes.
With the number of women that have been in your wake.
And they
don't want to go to jail for it. So they don't want to stab you, which is very personal. They don't want to shoot you because then there's casings and there's fingerprints.
That's right.
But I
so
feel
they're
like
go out with hemlock.
I feel
or something.
Like you open a container of potted meat and you're like, "Why does this taste like antifreeze?" I'll tell you why, Steve.
I know, right? As I'm writhing,
I'm friends with Kate.
Oh, psycho! No! Oh, not crazy Kate, dude. If anybody,
no!
It would be
that girl.
Damn, yes.
I don't know if she was trying to kill you when she put nails everywhere so
in
that
my
you
tires
wouldn't be able to
drive. And she did some other stuff. She contacted your wife and tried to convince her that
you were having an affair with her.
Or something.
Yeah,
something
I don't
like
remember.
That.
She was like, no, I mean, it's like.
She should have tried to murder me, but
yes,
she didn't.
I think if anybody would have.
It was that one.
So again, to risk it all, we're just going to open the phone lines up. And yet it has to be a story of you almost being murdered.
Murder.
Not killed.
Right.
Not almost killed in a car wreck. Or
not manslaughter.
Now, listen,
not.
Yeah, if you were almost killed in a car wreck, that might work if someone intentionally slit your brake lines.
Yeah. Wow.
Then it's like, wow, that's murder. Okay? If you slip down the stairs, no. But if somebody had loosened the banister.
Wow. Now
yes.
We're back in.
So you see the parameters. Someone tried to kill you. If you've got a story, we want to hear it. Sarah?
Hi.
Yeah. Hi. Almost murdered.
Yeah, that's me. I have a crazy story.
Okay.
When I was little, my parents decided to get a divorce. I was like 5.
Okay.
And my dad was really angry, didn't want to get a divorce. My mom was the one who wanted a divorce. And he came and he was so angry. He came and set our house on fire in the middle of the night.
What? With you in it?
Are you serious?
Get out.
But thankfully, like, we got out okay. but yeah, it was crazy.
Tell us he went, like, you don't have anything to do with this man anymore, right?
No, I haven't spoken to him in a really long time.
Okay. Holy.
Yeah.
Even so, spiteful towards your mom, but you were concluded.
I know I know that sounds really weird what Steve is saying, but it's like, and I don't want to. Yeah, never mind. It's like people blinded with rage where they're done with the person that they decided to be with. Husbands killing wives, wives killing husbands. I'm not condoning it, but I see that rage building in people. But to not care about
that
your offspring is insanity to
right.
me. Like, wow, are you okay? You've been to therapy and whatnot.
I've had many years of therapy. He was a very angry person, and that's why they were getting a divorce. He was so angry.
Wow, did the right thing, but
we weren't positive we were going to get any calls on almost murdered. And that's an amazing story. Thank you, Sarah. Josh.
Yeah.
Almost murdered.
Murdered.
So I got to be kind of careful about what I say because of HIPAA, but I was working security at a local hospital, and it's policy of the hospital that you have to search everybody who comes into the ambulance bay. Well, we had just gotten a big rush, but I had kind of a bad feeling, so I made sure to get everybody searched before they came in and went to do a pat-down search on this one guy. And I said, "Hey, sir, got to do a quick pat-down search on you." And the second that I said this, his hand disappears into his pocket.
What?
So he's grabbing a gun, a knife, something.
So I get my hand ready to grab him when he comes out, and sure enough, he comes out with a loaded two-shot Derringer.
Whoa, the little guns.
I grab his hand, I point it up towards the ceiling, the ambulance crew's eyes get about as big as saucers, and I come in with my other hand, I grab it, and I snag it from his grip, and that was the story of me almost getting murdered.
You were,
Josh, you were a hero, man. You saved lives.
At least two.
Right?
I try.
Wow.
What was his dealio? Why would
He was intoxicated when he got brought in.
Wow.
That is.
That gives me chills thinking about. You're at a hospital. Nothing bad happens at a hospital.
Right.
But I guess it does. Thank you for your story, man. Chip.
Yes.
Almost murdered.
Sorry. Okay. So near 4th of July, a neighbor in North Glen was wanting to have a party, a block party. And all of us, you know, since we've been working so late, we just declined it.
Okay.
So he got pretty furious because he was already drinking all day. And he went to his direct neighbor to the north, shot up his window, which I thought was a firework. So I thought, you know, he's launching off M80s or M60s. So I screamed out my window, hey, there's other places you could be doing that. And next thing you know, I seen him coming over towards my house. And it looked like he was lighting a fuse. But in reality, he was loading up his 12-gauge.
What the?
He was firing shots at people who didn't come to his party.
Exactly. This was like at midnight. And what we did is I was just yelling at him. I was like, oh, crap, honey, here he comes. So I was getting on my pajamas to run out the door to the front to confront him. And next thing I felt material falling on my back. I was like, I got hit. So I ran outside, and he had already walked through the corner of my yard. And as I got approached to him, he turned around and pointed the shotgun at me. I dove behind the tree, and thank God it was a single-shot shotgun because I would have been shot then.
He was just blowing people up on the 4th of July. Wow.
Yes, exactly. He was shooting up our neighbors.
Yeah. RSVP, or at least send it, let them know you're not coming. That's
my God.
Yeah, that's...
Thanks, man. Claire?
Yai.
Almost murdered.
When I was 15 years old, we were on a road trip, and I walked in on a gas station being robbed in Wolfenburg, Colorado.
Oh my God.
And when I walked in, the guy had a gun to the head to this guy that was laying on the floor. And when I walked in, it shocked him, so he put the gun to my head, dragged me around by my hood. And then when he figured out that the cops were on the way, he dragged me out into the parking lot and was trying to steal another couple's car and tried to put me in the car. So I just sat down, and he panicked and got in the car and drove away with the gas pump still hooked up to it.
Claire.
I mean, are you floored by how many people have almost been murdered?
Yes.
This is, are you okay? I mean, mentally, are you okay? Like,
yeah, I mean, it was 10 years ago, and it took me about 2.5 years to go into a gas station alone after that. But
I bet.
Wow.
Did they find the guy? They took the guy down and stuff?
So there was a female cop chasing him, and he pulled underneath an underpass and got out, and she panicked and didn't pursue. So, no, he didn't get caught.
Wow.
Claire.
You're very lucky.
Yeah.
Thank you for the call. One more here. Judy.
Yeah, hi. Yeah.
Yay.
Almost murdered.
Hi. Yeah. Hi. I'm a psychotherapist, and I was working in a high school as a counselor for teenagers. And at the end of the day, I walked out to my car and got in the car and turned on the ignition. It was parked on a hill. And all of a sudden, I see a colleague of mine come running out of the building yelling, Judy, Judy, don't move your car. And so I look at her kind of inquisitively, and she said, I just got a call from a parent of a teen that you've been counseling. He cut the brakes in your car. And had I turned on the ignition, had I actually advanced forward, I would have been killed because he had.
You would have been careening down the hill with
son
no way to stop.
That's right, with no brake.
I can't believe we thought of a brake line story.
Right, and we get a brake line story.
Slacker and Steve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.